Welcome to the Rivanna Rambler. This is Leslie Middleton, and I invite you to explore with me the landscapes of the Rivanna watershed and beyond, from the Blue Ridge down to the Chesapeake Bay. This, our watershed community. I was reading in the paper how Richard Herkowitz, director of the Virginia Film Festival, decided that the subject of aliens could have social, political, as well as entertainment value. And now we are in the midst of the movies about topics that range from immigration to space invasions. We use the word alien to describe something that is not from here, and usually with the connotation that it has no business being here. Many times, we ascribe to aliens the notion that they are invading and thus underscore the menacing potential. Well, these terms are also used in the biological world. While an alien species is simply one not native to an area, it may become invasive if it is able to outcompete similar but native species. If it is able to overcome or even thrive within the ecological limits provided by other native organisms, the plants, insects, and animals that have evolved together in a healthy balance. While alien space invaders may be thrilling or scary to contemplate, it is usually much harder for any of us to have a similar reaction about an invasive plant species, like the common reed, Phragmites, that is overwhelming wetlands across the eastern seaboard and changing the visual and ecological character of marshy areas, or the zebra mussel, whose capacity for feeding and filtering has rendered waters from the Great Lakes to the St. Lawrence Seaway stunningly clear, but biologically barren. Usually, we first become aware of such invasions when they have an economic impact, such as the need to keep water intakes from fouling with zebra mussels. But thanks to the focused attention of the South Fork Rivanna Reservoir Task Force, we now know that we have an aquatic invasion in our watershed. Hydrilla verticillata, commonly known as hydrilla, is forming dense mats of growth along the margins of the reservoir, reducing access to rowing lanes, snagging fishermen's lures, and stopping the strokes of boaters' paddles. Those who row on the reservoir say it's been a recent addition, only first noticed a couple of years ago, but dramatically increasing during this last growing season. Hydrilla came to the U.S. through the nursery trade in the 1950s and has infested waters in the coastal areas since the 1970s, producing thick mats of vegetation on still and slow-moving waters in Florida, Washington State, and also the Mid-Atlantic. Nearby, in Louisa County, hydrilla management has been in effect for almost a decade to keep water intakes to the power plant unobstructed and simultaneously clearing the surface of water for recreational boating. True to its invasive nature, hydrilla has multiple means of reproduction: tubers at its roots, seeds from flowers, and tourions, those small, seed-like growths at the axil of the plant stem. These can survive ice, ingestion, and burial in bottom sediments for several years. Mowing or chopping down plants only results in more aggressive growth. Other biological characteristics contribute to hydrilla's success. Because it absorbs carbon from the water more efficiently than other plants and can store its own phosphorus, it thrives during summer months when these nutrients can be limited. And though fishermen will say that it sometimes improves fishing for largemouth bass and channel catfish, biologists warn that inevitably an ecosystem that is imbalanced by overcrowding of a dominant species suffers. The real question we might ask is, how are we humans impacted by hydrilla, and what are we to do with this invasive in our midst? We'll look more closely at the aquatic conditions of the South Fork Rivanna Reservoir next week. Please tune in on Thursday at 11:55 a.m. for the next installment of the Rivanna Rambler on WTJU 91.1 FM or on the web at WTJU.net, the sound choice in Central Virginia. For podcasts of this show, visit www.rivannarambler.org. If you've enjoyed this program or any of the shows you hear on WTJU, please vote your support by giving generously to this station.